Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, and especially when we get a chance to bring our good friend Amy Friedrich back on the show. Amy's been a member of our Brain Trust for a while now. She's vice president with the Principal Financial Group. You know who that group is. They've been sharing their research with us now for a long time. And so Amy's here with their annual, I believe it's annual, outlook on what small business owners are thinking, the poll that they surveyed that they've taken of a lot of small business owners to see what they're up to. And she's here. Amy Friedrich, welcome back.
Hello. Thanks for having me back.
It's good to have you back. 30,000 small business owners.
Yeah.
That's a pretty darn good sample.
This particular survey, though, we looked through thousands of, but we used 600 across the nation for this particular result.
Right.
600 business owners.
That's a pretty darn good sample for 600. I think you can get the truth from that many. So, okay, one of the things that I want to touch on immediately is the overall attitude of small business owners. It's going up, isn't it?
It is. You know, we've done a well-being index, which kind of started with sort of getting that American worker perspective, mm-hmm. and now what we're doing for the last 3 years is we have gone to small business owners. Said, where's your head at and where's your heart at with mm-hmm. relationship to your business? And what they're telling us after 3 years of doing this is they are more excited, more optimistic about the future, and more comfortable with what kind of the environment they're working in than they have been in the last 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
So that's honestly good news for America.
Well, I don't think there's any question about that. And one of the things that we're seeing is that they're starting to realize that what we have is what we're seeing is what we're going to have, and even though things are picking up a little bit, they're getting more comfortable with the new normal. You know, 3 years ago we still didn't exactly know what was going to happen, and now that we realize it, and this is something I pointed out to them back in 2009, Amy, and that's when I said, guys, this is not going to be a sprint. This is going to be a marathon. This is going to be a lot slower recovery than we've ever had before. And that's the way it's turned out. And I think what we're seeing, based on your report, that the numbers are getting better, but it's still not great, is it? I mean, 40%. Talk to us about that number.
Yeah, when we're talking about 40% are optimistic, that still means when we're talking to people that 39% of them picked cautious.
Right.
And 14% still picked, you know, pessimistic. So
mm-hmm.
what I would like to do is, and there's some neutral and not sures in there as well, what I would like to see at some point is over that 50% are feeling
right.
comfortable saying they're optimistic about the business. But when you compare back to 2012,
right.
and only 26% of mm-hmm. them were picking optimistic, you know, that was a troubling sign.
And we're seeing that in our own polling that we do here on probably about four times a year in our own small online poll. We're seeing the numbers growing a little bit. It's not what we say around here, Amy, is we may not like the number, but we like the trend.
That's exactly right. That's a perfect way to say it.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you don't like the absolute number, but will you take, you know, almost double what you saw 2 years ago? That feels good. So if you can have business owners, and these are business owners not who employ, you know, 400 people. These are business
mm-hmm.
owners typically in this sample that are employing between, you know, maybe 10 and 50
right.
people. So when you've got sort of that backbone of the economy people
mm-hmm.
saying, you know, when I can choose how I feel about the economic outlook for 15, and 40% of them are saying optimistic, that feels a lot better than 25% of them saying that.
Right. One of the things that's been interesting about polling small business owners is how many of them say, I feel good about me but I don't feel so good about all the rest of you guys. And so I wonder how your question fits into that. In other words, they like them, they're optimistic about themselves, but maybe not quite as much as they are about the larger economy, the macro economy. What do you think?
We see the exact same thing, and this is more probably less from the survey and more from conversations with small business mm-hmm. owners. Is, you know, what they'll say is, I like my business model. I'm confident in what I'm bringing to the marketplace. Mm-hmm. It's all these other things going on around me,
right.
Tax policies, other economic data that mm-hmm. they're uncertain about. And I think you and I have talked about this before.
Yeah.
Uncertainty is killer.
That big U, is killing us, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
And it's something that we could have had a lot of help from Washington if they had applied themselves, folks. And I'm not talking about any particular party. I'm talking about the political class. They could do an awful lot to slow up some of this uncertainty, and we'll see.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.